really important stuff we're recruiting players in here. So great characters who tick that box. You know, someone that, you know, works day in, day out on the field and off the field. It's important to us because, yeah, we care about being on the pitch, but it's just as important that you're committed to the community, to the city, and making a difference. I mean, Darlington, we've got a character that is, you know, epitomizing all of those values.
And seeing work with the kids at the academy as they come up.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And anyone like this, I think, you know, for us, the better quality we can get on the pitch when you're a player and you're at the academy training and seeing your heroes at the training ground, that's all about that experience rubbing off. And look, if we've got a centre midfielder now, we'll be saying, watch number six, you know, watch him throughout the game. You know, don't forget about what's happening up front. See how he moves, see the way that he looks for space, the way he can get the ball with two men in his back and find a way out. And I think that is, you know, is a different type of player than what we have. So for us, it's all about learning, you know, that role. So we've got that number eight, that we want to be that linker, that connector. Darlington's going to happen in
a while. When you look at the last round of the season, was he a type of player you guys feel like you needed to add?
Yeah, look, I think we were always looking to improve whichever position that might be. You know, in this particular case, I think it was interesting because we got a player who is, you know, one of the top players in MLS, but actually is someone that was different from what we had in the team already. So I think adding that ingredient gives us our precedence now, gives him more options, gives us more depth. And the other thing we've spoken about quite a lot is, first year we knew it was going to be difficult because we were brand new, it's hard to get depth. The idea now over the coming season is we build more depth. So it's not only the first 11 that we want to be better, but we want to have a better bench. And, you know, straight away now, I think you're seeing with the squad we've got, that Pat will be looking, and whoever that 12th, 13th, 14th man is on the bench, it's going to be a heck of a lot different from last year.
You addressed the rumors about Ezekiel Barker, what the gentleman that you guys are kind of in talks with, bring us up to speed.
Yeah, it's funny, everyone keeps mentioning his name. I'm not sure who the player is. Apparently he's some South American. Okay, we don't comment on any players that are under contract with us.
And as far as Darlington, once you knew he was available and willing to come over, how important was he to sign? And how important was it for the new roster and him kind of completing it?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think, you know, for us, as I spoke earlier, we had, so the way it works at MLS, we hadn't used quite a lot of our allocation money last year.
Right.
And we kept our powder dry in case that special talent became available. And this was someone where we felt we had a discussion and we said, look, this is someone that it's worth spending that allocation money for because, you know, he does bring something different to the table. So, you know, we couldn't be more pleased. And I think, you know, Carlos Tata, myself, Paul, we're all just floating on air a little bit because, you know, ultimately, it's about the game, it's about excitement, and that's what we want Atlanta United to be. And I think with Darlington, it's just another level of talented, dynamic, attacking player that's going to make us even more exciting to watch.
Okay.
Any possibility?
Yeah, so, I mean, with Yamil, so we had him on a loan with an option. Obviously, that puts us in the driving seat as far as MLS is concerned in terms of negotiating, because we have the right of first refusal to him. But like anything in, you know, in this business, it's a global game, and, you know, we're having negotiations. But, you know, he's someone that obviously had a great season for us last year on loan, and, you know, we're always looking at every opportunity we can to improve the squad.